Night Gamers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the second episode of the Late Night Gamer Podcast. I'm Nick Persnowski, and I've got Charles Caldwell.
Hi! sorry about that, Nick. I was dazing off.
Steve Morgan.
Hey, yo, what's going on?
And Tim Madden.
Hello. Uneventful.
And we're going to come to you weekly talking about gaming and what we think about it, and whether you care or not, it doesn't matter. We got some stuff going on in our lives. We're just regular people trying to get a podcast off the ground. And Charles, what do you have going on?
Well, in real life, I am living on the seacoast of New Hampshire looking for a job. I'm currently employed about an hour away, and so I've been looking to move back, mainly because my boss is never there and I'm getting kind of tired of it. Today was the day after Labor Day, but she decided today was her Labor Day, so she didn't come in.
Well, that's awful. Have you found anything, any good prospects down on the seacoast, or?
Yeah, some. But nothing's progressed too far.
Tim, you've been moving, so. You had a shitty time moving, right?
I did. So we spent this weekend moving into a new apartment out in Chicago, and
fun.
Yeah, it basically everything that could go wrong went wrong. Me and my girlfriend both got sick during the move, and someone else was scheduled to move in on the move out on the same day, so we kind of had to share the elevator and moving out and all that stuff. So it was just a total catastrophe. And then it ended up raining too while we were moving out. So
awful.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend. But yeah,
awesome. Steve, what do you have going on?
Yeah. So I'm just starting back up school. I'm in my fifth year now of a PhD, which is
super senior.
Five too many years of grad school. So, yeah, I got two more years left this year and next year, and then I'll be a doctor, so I can, and I'll have all kinds of degrees, so I can, like, you know, make paper airplanes and use them as toilet paper or whatever else they're going to get me. And, yeah, I don't know, man, I normal shit. I just went to the dentist today and got a crown on one of my teeth, and they're friggin' expensive.
Yeah, like, no joke. Yeah.
Crown, and I got insurance, so it's like, I mean, if I didn't have insurance, it'd be crazy. And, you know, like, I think I spent, like, some, like, $850 on a crown.
Damn.
It's just crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and that's, like, with insurance. I mean, that like, typically,
how
I think it was,
it
like...
How much does it cost without? Five
I
grand?
Think it's, no, I think it's, like, $1,500 or $1,600, like, if you were to pay for it without it. And that's, like, I mean, it's just a crown. It's not like I got a new tooth completely. Like, it's crazy.
Just go to the doctor and bring a stone and say, put this in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it should be, like, made of platinum or diamond or something. So, like, get, like, studded or something. So I was looking to save up to get a car, although parking in Boston's terrible. But I was really, like, trying to get a car, you know, because I feel like I'm in high school before I got my before I had a car when I have no car here. But instead, I just bought a tooth, so that's what's going on in my life.
Sick.
It'll pay dividends in the future when you're gnawing on your broccoli when you're 80.
That's true. I mean, I figured it'd probably last me no longer. It's a good investment.
You should have asked them how much it would have cost to get a mouth like Jaws from 007.
bring in a picture of him. Be like, I want my mouth to look like this. How much would this cost me?
I haven't had much going on at all. I work in a bank in a loan department working, I just got a job as a mortgage.
Leave me alone!
I just got a job as a mortgage lender, so I'm, kind of training in that, but then we also just launched new software, and it's like, I'm one of the administrators, so trying to train everybody while also training in my new position, and it's crazy, but...
Nick saw Drag Me to Hell and he really wanted to star in the second movie.
I never saw that. So
I don't think I've ever seen that either, ironically, but I guess the only other thing is I was moving. My mom is moving. She's moving out of her place.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's moving.
She's living in Tilton.
Yeah, moving into a smaller apartment closer to work. Just kind of makes more sense. But Charles was actually helping me move out, move her stuff out a couple weekends ago. And I looked through. I opened up one drawer and I found a GameCube memory card or a memory stick thing. And I was like, oh my god, I haven't played GameCube in years. And I looked at it, and it's like 22 megabits. And I was like, what? Games were actually this small at some point?
Oh, GameCube.
Really, really round number.
Yeah. That extra 2 megabytes is going to be enough to save your Final Fantasy VII game on the GameCube.
And then I also found my Tamagotchi from... Do you guys remember the fucking Tamagotchi?
Yeah, those things shat a lot.
Yeah,
shat everywhere.
That's basically all they did. There's just like
evolve and they'd evolve into a bigger blob.
Dude, I'm still waiting for someone to come up with like a mobile device that has like a legit Tamagotchi port, like just like a real like. I mean, think about the endless possibilities of like multiplayer and just. I mean, it could be big.
It's like Pokemon.
Dude, seriously? Well,
the funny thing is, what was I watching? On Labor Day, there was like no TV on. I was watching Anderson Cooper Live or whatever during the day. And it was this like dog robot thing that you could plug your iPhone into. But it's basically like something you have to take care of. You have to like feed it and water it. So it was like the same thing. But I don't think it takes like literal like craps everywhere, so...
Just like electronic fictitious craps that you have to pretend to pick up or something.
How did you even clean those up? I don't even remember. I think I just...
You just had a broom or something, right?
I think
once it pooped, I just let it die. I was like, oh, that's
then
it.
There's just like a dog with a halo sitting there, and it's like... I don't think all dogs go to heaven, buddy. Sorry.
It's like the terrible way to die, too. Just like die in a pile of its own fecal matter. Like you just like didn't do anything.
The thing gave 3 poops, and then it would just like be miserable. The 3 poops are sitting on the side of the screen. I don't even remember what you fed him. It was like goldfish dust or something.
I can't. It's been so
sprinkling
long.
It on him.
Those things were terrible, and everybody had them. It was awful.
I mean, I had the cheap knockoff. I had a Dino Pet. So
yeah, it's awesome. we should probably go on to some topics that we have to discuss. Some good friends of ours came up with some different topics, and we decided we'd discuss them on here, and hopefully they actually want to listen to what we're saying. But the first topic was the future of free-to-play games and in-game stores and subscription-based games, and I figured, I guess we'll just talk about it and, you know, get some opinions out there. What do you guys think?
I think the big thing really is that it's like the model who is pushing to free-to-play games or in-game stores, right? I mean, we kind of discussed this in... You know, beforehand, but like you know, we saw that like Sky, the new Elder Scrolls Online's doing subscription based, and there's a lot of like pushback from that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
I don't see how that makes sense for them to have a pay to play game.
Well, the thing too is also Titan, right? Is supposed to be free to play, which is like Blizzard's new MMO, and they're like the staple of like subscription based gaming with World of Warcraft. I mean, they're the only ones left that have like successfully done subscription based.
I think from a developer perspective, they see more user uptake by going free to play. You know, there's more when a game's first starting out, people are more likely to take the plunge if they don't have to pay.
Yeah.
So, initial user bases.
Volume versus quality.
Yeah, initial user bases will be a lot higher, but I think if you know. On the other side of that, if you look at ongoing usage or like ongoing player base, it drops off a lot more steeply on free to play games than it does on subscription based games.
Yeah,
I mean, I was reading about like some free to play games that, or like Lord of the Rings Online that was subscription based to begin with. I guess.
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Same for Knights of the Old Republic, right?
Star Wars. Most of the big AAA free-to-play games now started out subscription-based.
Yeah. Terra is the same way, too.
And WoW is free-to-play up until level 20. You can have 100 twinks.
Really? I guess, but I guess after they went free-to-play, their revenue increased by, like, 7 times or 10 times in some cases. Yeah. So, I don't know how going by that model makes any sense when it could, you know, it's proven in other cases that they're making more money by going free to play.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like the different video game models, it's so different between like an RPG, like an MMO, as opposed to like Team Fortress. Like, I know Team Fortress is one of the ones that just went all free, and then everything they sold was through their little auction house, and that makes... Yeah. That makes some sense. It's just a pain in the ass. But
well, that's the style of like Dota 2 right now. It's just like completely free to play when you have a lot of vanity items that like sell in the stores. But like going back to what like Nick was saying, I think that like a lot of these games now are going to this thing where they have like subscription based initially. Like they're almost trying to follow that model that like the Old Republic followed, like kind of not intentionally. That like you use subscription based to tie in like hardcore gamers, and then once people kind of like exacerbate the content, you just like open up to free to play and you like milk the money where you can in like the game in game stores and like things like that. So I don't know. I think also another thing to point out is like you said, like the fact that like people are more likely to like join early when it's free to play. I think people are also more likely to rejoin when it's free to play, and so you're able to in some cases push content, like push partial transactions and content like in small updates, whereas like say something like World of Warcraft, like you play, like, you know, MOP comes out and a new expansion comes out, and you play out like the subscription for 2 or 3 months, you exacerbate the content and you just get like sick of it, and then you stop, and then like it's that, like I think that threshold for you to like resub is like much harder. Like you're like, oh, I don't really want to come back, even though they just came out like, say, or they're like coming out with a new patch, you're like kind of like you know, but like say it was free to play and they're coming out with a new patch and there's some items that you can buy, maybe you're more likely to like jump back in, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, I think, that's like that's successful with like these games that went free to play after being sub.
Well, and I think coming up for the new console generation too, it's going to be a hard buy for people that are, you know, putting down all this money already for a console, and then there's all these other free-to-play games. There's Warframe, and there's a couple other ones. They're going to be free-to-play within like the launch window of each console. So why would someone want to go to subscription base when they can just download it and play it right away and not have to pay anything and actually see if they like it first?
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
And having played a lot of subscription-based games for years, and then, you know, having played the recent crop of a lot of free-to-play, I think there's a delicate balance, and a lot of free-to-play games end up being pay-to-win, and I think that's the bigger issue, and that, you know, like for example, Guild Wars 2, I think did a really good job there. You know, you pay for the game up front, but then there's no subscription fee, so you just play as much as you want. And there is a gem store where you put real money into it, but it's primarily all vanity items or things that don't affect gameplay. So, you know, you can't buy better gear. You can buy looks for gear. You can buy, you know, character appearance changes, stuff like that. So I think they did a good job, and I think there are a few games out now where they make it easy to advance your character through using cash, and that really...
Diablo 2.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a whole different thing, the cash auction house, but, you know, for me, the biggest fear... I personally would rather pay $15 a month to be on an even playing field and not have to worry about some guy who went out and spent $100 on his character to just slam everyone, and, you know, that to me, that's not fun. I would rather there be effort that has to go into getting what makes your character powerful rather than, you know, whatever you have in your bank account.
Agreed, completely.
Right.
Yeah. But of course, from the business standpoint, that you got to balance that with how are they going to make the most money off a game.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, it comes down to, like, if you have a good quality game, something like World of Warcraft, like, people that are, like, hardcore gamers or that are loyal fans will stick to you, but you can milk more money, but it's a good example is, like, the Call of Duty series or the Madden series, right? Like, you can milk a lot of money out of those types of games because all you gotta do is tweak a piece of content and everyone's gonna give you another $50, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's, like, a good game, so to speak. Yeah. So, it's the way to look at it, I think. And I think people are still willing to spend that kind of money if it's a good game. And getting back to what Nick said, too, about, like, being on consoles, I think it is really difficult to, like, have a sub on consoles just because of the fact of the style of games that are on them. But like we kind of talked about before, that they might be changing. You know, I think for a sub game to work, it has to be a game that has really intense content updates, you know, balances, things that need to happen like on a very like weekly, bi-weekly basis. And if it's just a game like Call of Duty, I don't think anyone's going to pay for a sub. And I mean, it's just the way it is, right?
But as far as MMOs go, I mean, not only do they need to have those patches and the updating of content, but they need to have, like, I've seen a few times, like, special events happening where they actually actively engage the people are playing the game and for, like, weird new things in places that they've already been so that the old content is new. Because I don't know how many times I would run through, like, I'm trying to remember exactly the place in WoW when I was playing WoW. It's like, run through the Duskvale or something? I don't remember, but I remember when we first went there when the game was coming out, and there was always something new going on because that's where everyone was, and something new was happening, and I just wanted to be there all the time. But then once everything kind of shifted away, and the expansions were on the horizon, they shifted all their attention to there. So anyone who's starting up playing the game from there until level 70 is just left with that. Shit out of luck because there's no new content for the levels playing from there to 70.
Yeah.
It's just boring. You don't want to start up a game where you're left behind by everyone.
I guess, you know, and even shifting to the other side of things, Plants vs. Zombies just came out, and they just came out with that free to play, which I thought was an
odd online game. That's on Facebook. I played that a bunch, actually, to be honest.
It's
weird.
It's like legit Plants vs. Zombies, and you can play through the entire game free to play, just like you would like the first one. But I guess I haven't played it, but I guess there's like ads and stuff.
I haven't played this. I thought you were talking about they have like a mobile game now where it's kind of like Farmville-y. It's still it's a different. They have another game that I'm thinking of that's got like a gem store and stuff, but. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh yeah, but but this one it's free to play, but you can go in and buy. They have like these packs that you can pay $20 for, like 10,000 sun or you know something ridiculous. It's like why would I pay that much money when like I'm playing through the game for the challenge of it, not the actual. I don't know. I don't.
Unless you get like a trophy, I don't understand. You get 10,000 sun. You get an award if you get 10,000 sun in this one level. It's like, okay, I'll pay to get that award.
Right. It doesn't make sense. I mean, I think free-to-play makes sense in some situations, but I don't know that it really makes sense in a Plants vs. Zombies situation.
One of the most terrible examples I've seen of that is PlanetSide 2, where you have to pay in order to get weapons, and you can grind to get them, but grinding in that was so tedious. I had to kill like 100 people to get like 5 gold, and that was enough to upgrade like my ammo cartridge for my gun so I can have 5 extra bullets. And I was just like, what the hell? I don't want to do this.
Yeah, which is why I played PlanetSide 2 for like 2 days, and then I like quit.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. I think that's coming free to play to consoles too this fall.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I guess we could transition right into we have a couple other topics we could talk about, but I think we could probably transition pretty well over to the question of the week, which is from our friend Matt Pelletier, who said, how do you guys feel about DLC for games? Do you think it's a good way to get extra enjoyment or just milking gamers for more money?
As long as it's not day one. It's fine. But... You laugh, but that's a new trend. Having day one DLC, it's not
having
it's
to
not
buy cool. the season pass on Steam.
The season passes are just dumb. I mean, I think that they're a good idea. I just think that like I'll give you a good example. Black Ops 2 is like did it so wrong, like because I mean I got the DLC for Black Ops 2, the first one, and it like was cool, right? Because I mean you pay something like $50 for the game. It comes with say like 20 maps. The DLC is got like 5 maps or 6 maps, and you pay 15. I mean, it's like if you think about the ratio of like new content that you're getting, it's worth it, right? But when you have a season pass for 4 DLCs. And the second DLC is not going to come out for like 6 months or 8 months or something. By the time the second DLC comes out, I've already lost interest in the game. Like the new Call of Duty is coming out. So like,
right.
They're getting there, I think, in my opinion. But it's still a little pushing it, I think, on some of the DLCs.
I think it depends on the DLC. Like unless it, for me, unless the DLC is actually story content for like a single player game, for example. I got no interest, and I have very little interest for maps with like a multiplayer game, because I mean it's just like I'm gonna play the maps that came with the game, and I don't know, unless it's a new game, I'm just really not interested. So for me, the DLC needs to be a whole new like storyline. Where the Skyrim expansions weren't amazing, but at least they were extra storyline.
I think that's kind of like the difference between like DLC and expansion.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what they're trying to make it, is an DLC is an expansion of a game, and that's how I see it.
It's like a mini expansion.
I agree. I think that, you know, expanding the storyline or extending, like, maybe a character that didn't have a really deep storyline in the main game, I think that's really interesting. And, I mean, like, BioShock Infinite has the DLC where don't you play as Elizabeth, I think.
That's coming out, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a new one coming out soon. They had some DLC which was like, I think it was items. Yeah, it was challenges, right?
Different yep. challenges. The new DLCs are the Rapture, the Fall of Rapture.
Yeah, and I'm excited for
that one. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So that's actually exciting. Yeah, that looks great.
And then it's like DLCs where it's like Mass Effect. They did it both ways, Mass Effect 3. And I think Mass Effect 2 did it to a certain extent, is where they come out with like the DLCs, which is just items, which is kind of, in my opinion, that's kind of lame. I mean, I'm not that interested in items. But then they also had the whole plot lines where you're going to another planet and you're doing a whole different thing that kind of ties into the story. And if you're playing through the game and you get the DLC, you can go and complete that piece in addition to the overall story. And I like that because I want, like, if you can, granted, I can see the argument being made is like, well, why wasn't that part of the game originally? But right. If it wasn't, and they want to add something in later, that like they see that there's the market for that, then I could see that happening, and that's the kind of thing that I like.
Well, there's also a really bad example. I think it was I was reading about it. It was like a Resident Evil game several years ago. I think maybe it was Resident Evil, maybe it wasn't. I have no idea. I don't remember. But it was. It was released, and I guess I never played it, but I guess the game felt unfinished to a lot of people, and then it was like, and the DLC was the real ending. It was like, why would you do that? Like, just put it with the game. Put the ending to the game in the game that I paid for.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I think, have you guys played the Telltale Walking Games series? Walking Dead series, sorry.
I have not.
Anybody?
I have, but I haven't finished it, so I mean, I'm a good example.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. No spoilers. I won't spoil anything, but I think Telltale does a really good job of that, because I mean it does a lot of episodic, series stuff, and I think that's a really interesting way to go about doing that, because you can pay for an episode, which is like $5. If you don't like the story, then it's like, okay, well, I paid $5, so I'm not really out that much. But if you continue to like the story, then you'll want to get the next episode. And it's like a television series where you're like, holy shit, that was an awesome episode. I can't wait to watch or play the next, you know, the next episode.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Yeah.
I would love to see a switch to that with, you know, AAA titles. Like if in Diablo 3 you paid for each act separately, you know, you could play through act 1 and say, all right, this game's horrible, and then never get the other yeah. axe. Or, you know, I would love to see a switch to a more episodic game design. But
well, it's really cool because in that I'm still not going to give any spoilers, but the Walking Dead, they call it like the first season has five episodes, and they're, you know, they're standalone kind of sections. They're all connected. The storyline's all connected and whatever. But and then they just came out with this DLC was called the 400 Days, and it's basically like what happened. Well, it's a bunch of characters' stories that is happening concurrently to what's going on in season one, and the paths kind of cross during the 400 days. And I think those characters are going to go on to be season two. So it's almost like priming you for season two and the new characters and stuff. So you get their background information before going on to season two, which is pretty cool.
We're talking about episodes, and all of a sudden I'm starting to think about Half-Life 2.
Oh my god.
Of course, those are not episodic at all. They're the whole game. So just they call them episodes.
Anybody hear anything on Half-Life 3? Is that coming? I've heard nothing.
Yeah, I don't think they're working on it. They're working on they're maybe working on it, but they're working on other things first, like Dota 3, Dota 2.
I mean, I know they're talking about it, aren't they? So
well, they've been talking about it. It's the new Duke Nukem Forever, you know.
Oh, it's gonna come out like 10 years later and be awful.
I see something here of just like a bunch of like they look like these budget like Asian knockoff Half-Life 3 like Walter White on the front. Like, I don't even know. Someone just really like underground Half-Life 3. I don't know.
So. Somebody's just tweaking the Half-Life engine to make a Half-Life 3. They got tired of waiting, and they're just like, "I'm gonna make it."
Yeah.
I am free, man.
Speaking of releases, when do you guys actually think Xbox that they're gonna announce like when it's actually gonna be released? I would think they'd do it soon. It's getting pretty close to like. Well, November.
Holiday season.
Right. I mean, it's like...
I think probably by the end of this month, right?
I'd hope so.
When they release it? Yeah. I mean, they think you think they have to have it before Christmas, right? Like, they have to release it before then.
I think they've said November, but they haven't given a specific date.
A specific date?
Oh, it's going to be Black Friday.
Oh, my God.
No question.
If that happens, there's going to be a statistic of how many Xbox deaths there are.
Xbox-related deaths.
Like, Xbox, you're going to die because of your Xbox.
I want to know if that guy who like smashes consoles on the day of the release is going to do this again for PS4 and Xbox. You know this guy, right?
Yeah, I've seen this guy.
He gets paid to just wait in line in the front of the line, and he just takes the console and he walks on and just smashes it in front of everyone in line.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Who pays him?
He gets paid way more than the console's worth. I don't know, people online.
Yeah.
You're telling me you don't pay him?
Can you imagine how bullshit the people in line would be? Like
the guy who's
what?
Like after, yeah.
Especially since like half the people in line won't walk away with one.
Just like I already know I hate it.
Oh my god. Speaking of Xbox, they're doing what is it called? Games with Gold or something, where Xbox Live Gold members get like. Two free games a month until Xbox launch, Xbox One launch.
Oh really?
Yeah, they're not great. I was actually really disappointed by the games they were offering. It was this month is apparently Magic the Gathering 2013.
Woo! The new one's already out. That's stupid.
Yeah. And
what was it I was hearing about them discontinuing games for Windows Live? Heard something about that.
Oh yeah, they're doing this.
They changed the name.
Yeah, because I mean, I was going to play Dark Souls the other day, and there was on Steam, and there was the news item about Games for Windows Live shutting down in July of 2014, and I was like, holy shit, am I not going to be able to play this game anymore on my computer because of that? But the second one will be out by then, so it's not going to be a big deal.
So, Microsoft exchanged points for real money, I guess last week, and...
Does that work?
Well, because, like, points were... It was, like, 800 points. It was equal to, like, $6 or something. I don't know, something weird.
So that's why they're taking it offline. I'm going to be rich.
Got a lot of points or something?
Yeah.
Good Scrooge McDuck of points over here. He's, like, taking selfies with it or something.
He's putting in a giant bin and diving into it.
I just bring him up on the screen and just...
Okay, can we sidetrack really quick and just talk about Scrooge McDuck diving into a pit of coins and how...
unbelievably painful that would be.
He goes off of a diving board in his vault full of gold coins, because apparently that's the money that people use in DuckTales. But... Yeah, he would be like, his head would have exploded on impact.
Just dives in and just breaks his neck in the show ends right at the intro.
I think I'm pretty sure that there were waves in that pool as well at one point, and then he was like riding a wave, but the wave would come down on him and crush him to death.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
He's like, yeah, because he's like he's swimming around at one point. It just doesn't make any sense.
Scrooge McDuck killed by gold.
Anyway, I guess that, speaking of terrible ideas, why don't we move on to Dino Horde, which is our terrible game spotlight of the week.
Dino Horde!
I have so many things to say about how great this game is. So this game was free to play last week. It was last week on Steam, right? So
yeah.
It was free to play, and I think it was like 75% off. It was like $3.50 or something.
Yep.
And so since it was free to play, I naturally had to play it, and it was the best 2 hours of my life, I think. I think my neck is still sore from laughing so hard. Like this game was being sold, and there were like aspects of the game that were completely unfinished. I'll just briefly describe the gameplay. So the point is you're just guarding like a reactor or something, and there's this horde of dinosaurs that is attacking you like in waves. So it starts off and you're with your friends and there's no tutorial. You have no idea what you're doing, and there's like buildings and like you have some guns and you can buy some guns, but you got to figure all this shit out on your own because it doesn't tell you.
And why are you trying to figure it out? Dinosaurs are attacking and there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Listen, when you walk up to terminals to like buy a weapon or something, it doesn't even tell you which button to push. You don't even know. So you're just smashing your keyboard and then something pops up. So you buy a gun and you go out and you activate this thing and then dinosaurs start attacking you. But you can see where they're spawning. It's like 25 feet away. Like they're just spawning in thin air. And the thing is, they don't just spawn up like in any other normal game. Like imagine a tower defense game. Like a dinosaur spawns, two dinosaurs spawn, five dinosaurs spawn. It's like 30 dinosaurs just appear on the ground and then they all start running at you at the same time.
Yeah.
And so there's one person who basically becomes like the tank, but really they're just kiting them around like EverQuest 1, like monk tanking, where they're just running around in circles, and like there's like 15 raptors like jumping at them, like pterodactyls hitting them, and like they're just running for their life, and everyone else is shooting at them, and the bullets like are hitting them, but some aren't registering, like some are going through them, and like some are like, and I'm like point blank with like a raptor, and I'm just unloading a machine gun, and like I can see some bullets just going through it, like because it's just so bad. And then after a while, you kill all these raptors, and you're still dying, and you realize that there's these little miniature dinosaurs, basically Jurassic Park 2. There's these little dinosaurs that are nibbling at you, and you can't hit them because the game doesn't register, and you just keep running around in circles, and they don't have any animation, so they're not even running. They're just, like, gliding at you across the ground and killing you. It's ridiculous, man. You get a jetpack, you can, like, if, you know, one, there's different classes. There's like a tank and I think maybe like some sort of support and like there's like an assault with a jetpack. You can fly up in the air, but then there's these flipping pterodactyls that go so high in the sky you can't even see them. And then they just swoop down and they attack you. So it's ridiculous. And you could talk about the T-Rex, Charles. There's a T-Rex that just randomly spawned.
Well, it wasn't just a T-Rex. It was all the giant dinosaurs. Like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like he was saying, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, pops a T-Rex, a Stegosaurus, a Triceratops, and a Brachiosaurus all on top of each other, and their mission is to kill you. And they just zoom out and then come back in, and you're shooting at them, and you're shooting at them for like 5 minutes, and then finally one of them's dead, but then there's the other two, and they're following you up and then downhill. Like, you're struggling to jump on a hill so you can get some traction as you go up the thing, and they just glide up it. I wish there was a different spawning point when we first started off, and because we were doing a zone, and it was down the cliff and then in a corner in this like little cove, and it was a T-Rex, the Stegosaurus, and a bunch of those little teeny dinosaurs that Steve was talking about, and I was shooting at the T-Rex, and then all of a sudden they all just across the map are coming, whoosh, and they just come up the side of this 100-foot cliff, and not around, up the side of the cliff, and just descended on us, and we're just like, are you kidding me? What the fuck is happening?
It's just a bunch of dinosaurs that are hell-bent on trying to kill you for turning on a generator, basically.
Protect yourself.
Are they just like angry neighbors? Is that
they are furious and they will chase you relentlessly to the tops of the mountain tops of this map because they don't even give a shit. Like, they'll just chase you until you're dead, no matter where you go. It's like watching a sci-fi movie or something. It doesn't make any sense.
One of the interesting things about this, though, is when I was looking at that, what came up was the Dinosaur World War 2 game. I forget what it was called. Dino D-Day. where the Nazis have unlocked the secret of cloning dinosaurs, and you can play as a T-Rex going into places and shooting the Allied forces with a machine gun. And then the Allies have like all these little gimpy dinosaurs that they mutate, and they're all like weird looking, and they can't really fight the T-Rex, and you just kind of like jump around and shoot at it. It looked pretty sweet.
Sounds awesome.
That's fantastic.
He says with a disgusted look on his face. It's like a Day of Defeat, only with dinosaurs.
It's like Miley Cyrus twerking.
Who doesn't love dinosaurs? You just infuse dinosaurs into every game.
And Nazis, so it's the best thing. Yeah.
BioShock with dinosaurs.
That's awesome. BioShock with dinosaurs.
They should just have a Jurassic Park MMO where you can play as all the dinosaurs and level up.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
That would be pretty sweet. Like, a Velociraptor gets extended claws and shit, and you can jump higher.
That actually would be really sweet.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We thought of it first.
Yep, late night gamers. All right here. Right here. So, okay. This is going to be a really poor transition in between segments right here, but
what else do you want to do?
What can you melee dinosaurs in the game?
Actually, no, I tried. You can't. I tried. I was
There's
like pressing all the
button.
I couldn't figure out where it was.
Yeah, exactly. That's how great the game is.
So you weren't able to punch any dinosaurs in the face. Well, that brings us to our top five of the week. And Melee. The top five non-playable characters you want to punch in the face.
I'm gonna punch you square in the face.
But y'all don't say that.
I'll let someone who wants to go say number... Well, I'll say number one, because that was mine. I'm gonna say the Allied Star members from the Area 51 arcade game. Which...
I shot them every time.
Oh my god! Those freaking bastards, like, stay low. Like, why don't you stay low? Stop running in front of me. I'm shooting at people. Like, this is your problem. Like, I don't know why they're advancing forward when they're like, there's a guy throwing like barrels at you and they're still like advancing forward. oh, there's a helicopter shooting missiles. I'm going to keep going forward.
Come on!
I wish they would at least die.
And it's not like they actually shot people either, too, right? Like, they just got on the screen.
They just stood there and froze because they had, like, some sort of spasm that they couldn't do anything.
Yeah, and even when you shot them, you just got a little X in front of them. Oh. I wish they would at least die. Make them suffer.
Make you feel better.
And no matter if you're shooting men or women, they always, like, screamed, like, ah! It was terrible. It made no sense. It was like, what? Why? Well, yeah. I shot you, but you're not dead. You're still walking around. Charles.
This one is mine, and this is Natalia from GoldenEye. The terrible and non-playable character that follows you around in the complex mission when she's sitting there at the computer terminal and getting shot at by 50 guys on all sides, and she's just like, beep, 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 typing away, and you're sitting there like, ah, I'm trying to stay alive, ah, and everything is shooting at you, and there's nothing you can do. I hate escort missions.
Oh my god.
They are the worst, and any escort mission NPC is awful if you cannot, by some measure, control their behavior. And, I'm trying to think of the Star Wars game that I played a long time ago, in the N64, it was like Rogue Squadron, and the NPCs in that game were terrible. Terrible NPCs. You have to escort this convoy through. They go super slowly, and then all of a sudden they speed up and they're a mile ahead of you, and then they crawl, and then they're speeding up, and the entire time there are these bombers that are just coming across exactly in sync with the NPCs and just bombing them. Of course, they're designing it so that you suck, but it's just infuriating.
Yeah, it always seems like every character that you have to escort has, like, rickets or some sort of terrible leg disease, and they're like, I can't even walk as fast as a normal person. This is... It's like, hey, speed up, speed up. Oh, damn it. You're stuck on a box somewhere. Number three.
I have to do a rant like Charles just did about it.
I got mad. I got so mad.
Number three are creepers from Minecraft. I don't even know if I really need to explain this. I mean, this is obvious. You spend all this time, built the house, you think it's so great, and you friggin' open the door, and it just blows up your house. It's just gone.
All I do in Minecraft is build tunnels underground, and I don't know how many times I've built, like, this amazing underground bridge spanning this huge, like, chasm full of lava underneath, and I build this giant tramway with all these mine carts, and I'm going along, and all of a sudden here, there goes the bridge, now I'm falling into a pit of lava, all my shit, all my fucking diamond armor, you know, mine picks, everything gone. Well, that was great. Thank you. I'm done with that. That's when I delete my save game. It's over.
So this is the one thing about Minecraft that pisses me off, is that Minecraft is way too easy, and that, like, or for me, it's just not fulfilling. Like, there's not enough content. But creepers are the one thing that's just, like, it's like no mercy, man.
Yeah.
It's, like, wrong.
It's like creepers are like that kid in preschool, you build like a friggin' like Lego fortress, and they come over and they just like crush it with their foot, and they're like, I'm a giant, and you're like, you're a fucker.
And they're inevitable in Minecraft too, like you will see one and they will blow up on you, like, no matter how good you are and how much you're paying attention.
Did you guys play Borderlands 2?
Yeah.
Did you find the creeper cave?
I don't remember that.
It's in like it's in the, I forget what area it is, but it's like an acid level, and there's just like acid everywhere, and it's like it's way off the side of the map, but you like that all of a sudden you get to this wall and it just looks like Minecraft bricks, and you start going through it, and I get over to the other side, and there's you finally break through a hole, and there's just a friggin' creeper face through the hole, and then it just blows up and you're dead. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I didn't even know that was there.
Is it just me, or I'm looking at a picture of the creeper now, but is it just me, or does it look like balls and a penis?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's just like, it's gonna fuck you.
It's just a giant dick, dude. Literally and figuratively.
Explosion is just ejaculation. Boom! I am pleasured.
The game would be a completely terrible. Different if they were just called dicks. They have too much different meaning.
Oh my god.
Ridiculous. And then... Oh, terrible. Terrible, terrible. I googled Creeper, and of course Creeper porn comes up.
Rule 34, man.
Yeah.
Tim, do you wanna take one of the next ones?
Yeah. I guess, you know, Ocarina of Time, one of my favorite games ever.
Yep.
Except for Navi. I think everyone can agree. I'll do my best impression.
Hey, listen!
Whenever that happens, like, shut the fuck up.
Oh my god. That friggin' fairy. Like, no, please don't tell me anything. I'm trying to figure this out for myself.
There was never any help at all for any of the things you ever asked.
No.
Like, with any boss, you do, I think it has a weakness somewhere. Like, obviously. Come on, man. Give me something.
So many pointless dialogues.
I mean, on the same lines of, like, just, like, Zelda... you know, helpers. Like, think, if you ever gone back and played the original Zelda,
yeah,
like, those helpers, first off, there aren't helpers at all. Like, you just start the game and you're just standing there. And then, like, there's supposedly a couple spots where it's kind of tells you where a castle is or something. Like,
yeah,
there's a bush that needs to be burned. And you're like, dude, really? Like, like, there's a bush. There's about 500,000 bushes in this game, and you just told me I need to burn one. Like, thanks for the info.
Yeah, I definitely got that and went through and, like, I would mark off on a map exactly which things I was burning and how many friggin' things I burned. And I was like, oh, I finally get to it. Like, 45 different, like, squares later.
The other one in Ocarina of Time that's similar to Navi was that goddamn owl.
Owl.
Where you can repeat the conversation 150 times because you're just like, I want to press the buttons to get out of here, and then you press A by accident and you gotta repeat it all again.
He keeps spinning his head.
And the fifth and final one is the fifth and final NPC that we want to punch in the face is the dog from Duck Hunt, and I think everyone can say that they wanted to punch that little bastard in the face so hard after he's like, it's like, no, this gun doesn't work right.
Go kill those ducks. Bring them back to me.
The thing is, like. You know, I don't think this was the first one that would have popped in my mind, but doing some research, you know, a lot of people have said this, and I think this might be the origin of my gamer rage. Like, this was, like, the first time where something just, like, just trolled me. You know, you're like, you miss a duck, and then this like, game is, like, negatively reinforcing you, just laughing in your face. Like, thinks it's funny that you lose. Like, I mean...
I feel like there had to have been, like, a massive increase in siblings being pistol whipped as people playing this game, just out of pure rage.
I mean, it's just the thought that I was like 5 years old and someone was like, here, they handed me a fake gun and they laughed at me when I didn't do well. Like, I mean, how does that not make you angry?
Well, and especially when you get to like some of the later levels and the ducks are like, I've never seen ducks fly this way before, but they're flying from one end and then, oh, 180 degree turn and they're flying in the other direction. It's like, seriously? What kind of ducks are these? That's ridiculous. But,
horrid dog.
we're coming to toward the end of our podcast. So, we're going to go over just a few things that we, like, what each of us is playing, and then we'll peace out. Charles, you go.
Right now I am playing Rage. I know it's been out for a while, but I had purchased it when it was on sale, and now I'm going back and playing all the old games that I have, and then I'm going to make my way up to the Humble Bundle I got. But I also, once I saw that Dota was free to play on Steam, I started playing that, and Man, it just reminds me so much of a tower fortress kind of. It reminds me of Warcraft 3 in those heroes and how you'd like fight with them. You the NPC kind of heroes, like the where was the Pit Lord or any of the other ones, the Panda when it was before WoW, those kind of that kind of game, and
that's
it just
pretty much that's the origin of it.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
okay, yeah, it's. It's a little bit of fun, but I'm not sure how well I'm going to adapt to the repetitiveness of it, because it just seems like it's the same thing over and over again.
It's pretty big, like, you know, that type of game.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I can transition into what I'm playing, since that's what I'm playing right now. and I'll just talk about it, I guess, but, like, I'm not really into those style of games so much, usually because the learning curve is really steep. And I think the matchmaking is usually really bad. Like, I mean, League of Legends, Heroes of New Earth, even in, like, say, StarCraft, they have these, you know, Dota-style games, and I just always get smashed. But, you know, I probably played, like, I'd say 10, 12 matches now, and I feel, like, pretty good about, like, you know, I have a couple heroes that, like, I feel pretty confident. Like, I feel like the game is pretty balanced. There's, like, a couple, like, heroes that are very, like, easy. They have, like, you know, maybe, like, an ultimate move that just dominates somebody. And then there's a couple heroes that just, like, don't have any moves. But for the most part, I think, like, there's a lot of heroes in this game compared to, like, you know, League of Legends. And it's pretty fun. I like it. I mean, and it's, like, the same. It's kind of like what we're talking about. It's free to play, but you have vanity items, so you can play. And you don't feel like, oh, this dude bought all his shit and he's killing me with it. Like, it's, you know, I know, like, I can be the guy he is. So... I mean, I like that. I think it's cool. Tell me, I've been getting into that.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be playing it more after I beat Rage. It's gonna be one of those games that kind of come back.
How is Rage?
Oh, it's good. I'm enjoying it. I mean, at first I was disappointed in the graphics, but the more I'm playing it, the more it looks okay. I mean, it's just kind of
it's old, though, right? Kind of ish.
Yeah, it's kind of old.
It's like 2 years, I think.
Yeah, it reminds me. I mean, it's not. It's obviously not the cell shading or whatever it is that Borderlands is. But it's like a combination. It's somewhere between there and I don't know the graphics detail of maybe the first BioShock. Like it's kind of degraded, but it's a fun game. I enjoy killing things with vehicles, so that works.
What are you playing, Steve?
Oh, I've been playing Dota, and I have also... Yeah, I also went back and I finally... Actually, I'm really close to beating GTA 4, so I went back and played that. And now that my computer is handling it, because my work wasn't... It's one of those games where I think it's much better if it's runs really smooth. And that's an old game, though. So I went back and I almost beat that, and I've just been kind of getting in on Dota. And I have a couple friends that have been playing Final Fantasy 14, so I've been looking at it. It's only $30 on Amazon, so I've been really thinking about it. That's a sub-based MMO, so I've been looking at that. But I'm holding out for some of the other MMOs, WildStar. I really like the looks of that. And
yeah, we played that one at PAX.
PAX, yeah. Yeah, no, and I've been like really holding out. I mean, I know it's going through beta. I've been hoping I would get an invite, but I haven't heard anything, so... I don't know, I just like, Final Fantasy looks cool, but to me it just looks kind of cookie cutter. It looks polished, but it looks like, there's nothing about it that like goes like, oh wow, I really want to play it for that reason. So, and that's just how I think. That doesn't mean I won't play it, but I'm...
There's that part of me that really wants to catch up on all those Final Fantasies, because after 10, I mean, I think I got almost to the end of 10, but I didn't beat it. But and then all the other ones, that now I'm kind of like, well, shit, I want to play Final Fantasy.
The thing is, too, is, like, if you've played all those and you know the storylines, it's kind of nostalgic, MMO. But I never really, like, beat all those, so, like, I played them a bit, so I, like, kind of know about some stuff. But it's not, for me, it's not about, like, so much the world. Like, I don't, like, kind of buy into the role-playing aspect of the game, so.
Yeah. You don't want your black chocobo?
I mean, chocobos, everyone wants a chocobo.
Yep. I guess I'm kind of in the same boat. I've been just really looking forward to WildStar, and you know, trying to. I've been really jonesing for an MMO fix, so I decided to pick up Terra since it finally went free to play. So I've been playing that a little bit, and it's all right. It's, you know, it's. I know we all played it for a while, and it was a fun game, but just kind of died off. And So I decided to pick that up and try it out.
Boss Rutan didn't endorse it.
Did you hit in-game content with it at all?
No, I got to... I mean, I remember we all played it and we got pretty high, but yeah. we never hit cap. I have like a level 50-something Slayer, which was pretty fun, but I made a new like sorcerer character. And it's alright, it's just not... I mean...
It's grindy,
Yeah, it's really grindy.
Yeah.
But so I picked that up, and then Rift also went free to play, so I tried that out again. It's just, it's not what it was, you know, it's not as fun as it was. And
yeah.
Right now, it's whatever I pick, it's just going to be a hold me over until I get a beta invite for Wildstar or something, you know.
Nice. Yeah, I've been playing Hitman Absolution a little bit. Picked that up on PlayStation Plus last week, and... That's the game that we went to the Square Enix
party for.
Yeah, the Square Enix party, and everybody was screaming like, "Break his neck! Break his neck!"
And then he didn't because he just gave him a sleeper hold and then put him in the closet.
Right, exactly. But so yeah, I've been playing that. I'm a little bit into it. It's pretty good. You know, if you're into stealth games, the Hitman games are pretty good standard. Stealth games. A lot of stuff you can use to like actually like kill people. Like I smashed a guy over the head with a bong, killed him. I used a toy robot to kill a guy. I pushed the guy down into an open manhole. Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. And it's hard. I'm playing through on hard right now, but
is it unforgiving when you break stealth?
Oh yeah. Well, for the most part. I mean,
if you're in a room with 10 guys, then you're gonna die probably, right?
Yeah. And like, you can see the enemies on the screen, and it kind of goes in waves, like out, and like the people immediately around you will be alerted right away, and then the people like farther out a little bit will start like being alerted and whatnot, and then it gets all crazy. But I mean, it's kind of weird that you can like you can like. I just took like the choke wire and I killed a guy, and then I jumped into a bin and I sat in the bin and I watched from the bin as all the guys came in. They're like, "There's nobody in here," and it's like, okay, nobody's really like nobody's paying attention. Even though like the garbage bin I'm in is open like, you know, 8 inches, and I'm like opening it up and down. It's like, okay, you guys are really oblivious, but. Apart from that, I'm playing through The Walking Dead on Vita, because that just came out, and I already played it once on PS3, but I decided to buy it because they have a completely different trophy list, so I can get a second easy platinum. I'm going on to 19 platinums right now, so yeah, it's
also too, that game is replayable, I feel like, right? Because you can make
different
decisions.
Yeah, and it you know, start, like the people you side with at the beginning and the decisions you make as you go along really change the ending. I mean, obviously, like there's an ending that has to happen, but like the way you get there changes depending on your actions. So. Yeah, it's sweet. So, I guess that's it for us this week then.
Yep.
I'd say that was a pretty damn good episode.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. I guess I'll just thank you guys. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Tim. I'm Nick. Thank you, listeners, for all of you that might be or hopefully will be.
For all present and future listeners. Thank you.
This is Late Night Gamer Podcast, episode 2, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Peace.
Late Night Gamers.